Theirs was the second-to-last house on the road. The road ended in an asphalt circle called a cul-de-sac, and beyond the cul-de-sac was a field of corn. That field had startled Amina when she first arrived, had made her wonder, just for a moment, if she had not been tricked, as everyone had predicted, and found herself in a sort of American village. She'd had to remind herself of the clean and modern Rochester Airport and of the Pittsford Wegmans, a grocery store that was the first thing she described to her mother during their first conversation on the phone. When she asked about the field, George had explained that there were power lines that couldn't be moved, and so no one could build a house there. After she understood its purpose, Amina liked the cornfield, which reminded her of Haibotpur, her grandmother's village. She had been born there. That was when the house was still a hut, with a thatched roof and a fired dung floor. After she was born, when her parents were struggling to feed even themselves in Dhaka, they had done as many people did and sent their child back to live with her grandparents in the village. Because of a land dispute between Amina's father and his cousins, it was her mother's village to which they habitually returned. And so Amina had stayed with Nanu and her Parveen auntie and Parveen's daughter, her favorite cousin Mickey, until she was 6 years old. Her first memory was of climbing up the stone steps from the pond with her hand in Nanu's, watching a funny pattern of light and dark splotches turn into a frog, holding still in the ragged shade of a coconut palm. Her Nanu had had 4 daughters and 2 sons, but both of Amina's uncles had died too young for Amina to remember them. The elder, Kokan, had been Mukti Bahini like her father, a freedom fighter against the Pakistanis, while the younger one, Emdad, had stayed in the village so that her grandmother wouldn't worry too much. Even though he was younger, it was Emdad her grandmother loved the best. That was why she'd kept him with her. When you tried to trick God that way, bad things could happen. Kokan had been killed by General Yahya's soldiers only 2 weeks after he'd enlisted, but Emdad had lived long enough to marry. Her mother said that Nanu had often congratulated herself on her foresight in convincing Emdad to stay at home, and so it had been almost impossible for her to believe the news, 10 years after the war had ended, that her younger son had been killed in a motorbike accident on his way to Shyamnagar, delivering prescription medicines to the family pharmacy. For months afterward, whenever people offered condolences, her grandmother would correct them. "You're thinking of Kokan, my elder son. He was killed in the war." By the time Amina was grown up, her grandmother had recovered her wits. But by then, she had only daughters, and that was the reason she'd become the way she was now, very quiet and heavy, like a stone. Little by little, over the 11 months they had written to each other, Amina had told George about her life. She'd said that she came from a good family and that her parents had sacrificed to send her to an English medium school, but she had not exaggerated her father's financial situation or the extent of her formal education. She'd said that she had learned to speak English at Maple Leaf International in Dhaka, but that she'd been forced to drop out when she was 13, when her father could no longer pay the fees. She tried to explain that it wasn't arriving in a rickshaw every day, when everyone else came by car or taxi, or borrowing the books other girls owned, or even working twice as hard because everyone else had a private tutor after school. What she couldn't stand, she wrote to George, was having to leave school a few months after her 13th birthday, waking up in the morning and knowing that today she was falling 6 hours behind, tomorrow 12, and the next day 18. What she couldn't stand was all the waste. She'd also confessed that she was 24 rather than 23 that year. Her parents had waited to file her birth certificate, as many families did, so that she might one day have extra time to qualify for university or the civil service exam. Her mother had warned her to be careful about what she revealed in her emails, but Amina found that once she got started writing, it was difficult to stop.